Στάσιτε με τα φόβο Θεό, ακόθουμε το Άγιο Ευάγγελιο. Stand up in the fear of the Lord and listen to the Holy Gospel according to Saint Mark. May His blessing be with us. Amen. Reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Then the channels of the sea were seen, the fountains of the world were uncovered. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, way of glory forever. Amen. But when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And he said to them, to you it had been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn, and their sins be forgiven them. And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and take away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endures only for a time. Afterward, when tribulations or persecutions arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for the one things entering the choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Ειρήνη πόση μέσα στο Λόρ Ιησούς Χριστός όλοι δικάσου σαν να λόγω του Φάδρου has broken every one of our sins through his saving, loving, and suffering so pressed into the feast of his holy disciples Saint Apostles said to them, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you remit the unto them, and those which you retain shall be retained yours. So now, Master, through the office of giving grace to those for time, live under priesthood in your holy chair to forgive sin upon the earth. and to bind and loose every bond of iniquity. Now all souls can treat your goodness. O philanthropic one, for your servants, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy, and loose every one of our sins, if we have committed any sin against you, known or among function of heart, or indeed or more, or from faint heart, no investor who knows the weakness of men. As a good and philanthropic one, O God, grant us forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear, straighten us unto your holy goodwill, for you are our God. The glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration are together the good Father and the Holy Spirit, the life giver, whose one essence is you now and at all times and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Forever, I mean, because of God, for peace and for Father who art in heaven.